At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The New York Times had a piece. This is amazing. I mean, they're spending like $20 million or something crazy like that. And they're staying at all these luxury hotels. And they're bringing in the biggest minds in the Democrat Party. I don't know who these people are because they clearly have not done a good job to try to figure out what went wrong and what's going wrong. And they had over, ready for this, 250 different focus groups across the country. And they asked the focus group participants to describe the parties based on animals. Okay, animals. So when asked about the Democrat Party, the words that they used, the words that came to mind were things like tortoise, sloth. And when describing Republicans, the animals that came to mind were apex predators like lions, tigers, sharks. And there's a lot there. First of all, it's a little bit weird that we're using animal analogies. But I kept thinking of, you know, years ago when you were dating, you go on your first date, maybe, and somebody like, or maybe you do one of those like get to know you exercises at a corporate retreat. And somebody said to you, if you could be any animal, what would you be? And everybody's just like, well, I'd be a bald eagle so I could see everything, or I'd be a lion, you know, so I'd be king of the jungle. Nobody ever says I'd be a sloth, or I'd be a tortoise, or I'd be a little woodchuck or something. But that's the way people are describing Democrats with all those things. I was also thinking about, you know, if you take the kids to the boardwalk on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend and they're playing games and they get to win a prize, they usually want like the lion, the tiger. Like we made a Lion King movie. We didn't make a Sloth King movie. And there was a movie years ago called Zootopia. It's a fun kids movie. I forget who made it. Disney, I don't know. But one of the characters in there is they have sloths. The sloth who works at the DMV. And the sloth characters, of course, take forever, which is sort of the joke because the DMV moves it. You know, in this world where the animals all run everything, sure enough, the apex predators are all in charge of things. And say what you want about him. Trump is the ultimate alpha. He's the ultimate apex. He's the ultimate alpha male. Democrats have a problem with men. The article goes on to talk about how they have such a problem with men that they're even coming up with this new focus group to try to figure out how to talk like men in these spaces. And they've lost so much ground with white working class men and black men and Latino men and just men in general. But they haven't made up ground with women. In fact, they've lost women voters, too. They're just losing everybody, bottom line. And I was thinking about this today, and I was doing a little analysis on this, and I kept thinking about what the Democrat Party stands for from an alpha male's perspective, because I consider myself to be an alpha male. I consider myself to be a guy who is a go-getter. But I think most men who vote, at least who voted for Trump, are, because we want to get stuff done. We want to get America moving forward. We want to solve problems, right? And the Democrats, for years, have always been the party that lectures guys like us about toxic masculinity and how the problem is we're not using the right pronouns. We don't have our pronouns on our signature line. We don't respect people's pronouns. You blah, blah, blah. Put down the cheeseburger. You know, it's bad for planet Earth. Eat some sort of a soy fugazi vegetable compressed thingy. Eat that instead of a burger. You know, we're told to do that. And we're lectured to for years and years and years. And then they try to take away people's jobs. They say, well, you shouldn't work in the energy sector. You shouldn't work in natural gas. You shouldn't work in oil. You should learn to code. You should do something different. They accuse us of being a bunch of rapists. I mean, on and on it went. And finally, men turned around and said, we're done with you people. Not only that, but you've also watched as our jobs were outsourced and factories were shut down, and you actively, openly participated in trying to destroy my job. And it's not just blue-collar people. I said today on America's Newsroom, when I was on there today, shameless plug, this morning with Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, and Jimmy Failla, I said, it's not just blue-collar jobs, it's alpha jobs. You know, whether you work in the energy sector, you work, you know, you're in an oil rig or you're a hedge fund guy, you're somebody who is a strong person doing a job. And yeah, you're like the apex. And the people that are the Democrat jobs, the people that have those jobs that vote Democrat, they're all in faculty lounges. I mean, I'm not, that's not my original idea. The alpha jobs thing is, but the faculty lounge thing is something Carville's been saying for years. You know, the Democrat Party's become the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. Well, yeah, and the Republican Party, Trump voters, are alphas who are out there doing alpha-like jobs, taking big risks on Wall Street. They're taking big risks with their lives in the military. They're cops, they're firefighters, they're working on oil rigs, they're working in nuclear and They're coming up with great scientific achievements. And meanwhile, the jobs on the Democrat side, they're like the sloth jobs. They're the professors. They're the people whining about, you know, how come we're all not embracing intersectionality more? Whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what that means. And when they put this group together to try to figure out, like, how to sound like men, how to talk like men, the fact that they have to do this says everything about the Democrat Party and how they've lost touch and how completely out of it they are. And I think that comes from the fact that they, for a long time, have always thought they're smarter than everybody. They're the smartest people in the room. Like, I know I'm not the smartest person in most rooms I walk in. And in some rooms I am, but most rooms I walk in, I'm not. There's somebody smarter than me there. And I'm okay saying that because I think you can always learn in life and become better at what you do. I think you never stop trying to improve. And the day you do, the day you settle, is the day that you pretty much kind of phone it in because you just stop trying. I don't mean phone it in like doing a show remotely because that's still doing a show. I mean, you stop caring. You just stop trying. You don't bring your A game anymore. But alphas bring their A game. And when you think about that survey that asked people, well, think about the political party in terms of animals. And they go, well, the Democrats are sloths and they're tortoises and they're chipmunks, whatever it is. And the Republicans are apex predators, you know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Well, they bring their A game every day. Is they're you know, the king of the jungle has to bring its A game. But the A game was part of the problem, we were told for years, that men should take a step back. White men should take a step back, and everybody should take a step back for illegal immigrants coming to this country and taking jobs. And you should be fine with that. You should be okay with that because they've been oppressed around the world. And if you lose your job because they're putting you out of business because they've decided to mandate that everybody has to drive an electric vehicle, well, you should like it for the good of the planet, for the good of Mother Earth, birthing person Earth. You should be happy with it. And if you're a man and yet you want to be a woman, that's perfectly fine. And women should step aside for men who want to be women and beat them at things like swimming or volleyball or whatever else. And that's fine, too. And men who are men should take a seat back for women in the workplace, even if they're better qualified at their job. It's just like, you know, you should just step back and give your job away to somebody, or you should give it up in the name of DEI to somebody of a different race who maybe is not as good at the job as you. And then people who got those jobs because of DEI realized that they were getting pushed aside for some other marginalized group. And the whole thing was so crazy year after year after year that finally the Democrats got shellacked. And then they bring out this boring beta male named Tim Walz to try to white speak to guys to understand white guy code or whatever the hell he was talking about. I still don't really understand it. And then he's going to go out there and talk to us and be able to speak to us like they need some sort of a Rosetta Stone for how to speak to white guys. It's not that complicated because white guys, black guys, Latino guys, whatever, we're just guys. But that's the problem with the left in general is they always put people in these categories and boxes. And then they think they have to talk to them based on whatever category and box you're in. And this is because they've had all of these consultants around them who've whitewashed, poll tested. They've looked at things and they've said, well, because black men want to hear certain things and brown men want to, and gay men want to hear other things. They go, what are you people talking about? And I think a lot of that comes from the consultant class in America that has to find a way to justify massive fees. And they're getting them from the Democrat Party. They do these luxury resorts. They have these think sessions. And they bring in this consultant who's like, well, you know, I've analyzed the data. And the data tells me that a black heterosexual man in Philadelphia wants to hear something different than a gay Latinx man in Michigan. And so what we have to do is tweak our magic. Whoa, this is the problem with you people. I mean, seriously, this is the problem. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's kind of the same thing when people start looking at ratings data for radio shows and other things. They go, well, you know, you just tweak this or that based on this sample group. And you go, I don't know how scientific any of this data is. You're throwing data at me, but just because you're throwing data at me doesn't mean it's accurate. Why don't you just for once maybe just throw the data out and think maybe the data is the problem? Like you're driving with data towards something that keeps crashing you into a wall. At what point do you turn around and go, we're getting a really bad map here? Yeah, well, the map says we're on the right road here. Yeah, but we keep hitting a mountain. So the map is wrong. It doesn't matter what the map says. If the data coordinates don't have a gigantic freaking mountain in the middle of it and you smash your car into it and you keep following the data, you're an idiot. I don't know what else to tell you. But you see, the problem with the Democrat Party right now is that they're all about looking at data about why they lost. And the data is very obvious why they lost. It's because they keep looking at consultant data. Now, tell me one thing Trump has done that would make any consultant happy in the last like 10 minutes. Nothing. Like nobody would have said who's a consultant. Yeah. Send out a Memorial Day message in all caps, wishing a happy Memorial Day to all the losers and scum out there. No consultant would have said that. Now, whether you like it or not, the point is he's not listening to consultants and he's winning. Like no consultant would have said to him, yeah, you should wear a red MAGA hat when you go speak to the graduating class at West Point. He doesn't care. He does whatever he wants. But that's kind of the thing. The thing is, most people really can see through when somebody is playing to them based on market research, data insights from some overpriced, overpaid consultant who is there to try to tell people how to speak to them. Most of us have a good ear for BS and we're like, wait a minute. Everything you're saying right now sounds like you're telling me something that somebody said you should tell me to get me to like you or vote for you or buy your product. And I see through it a mile away. And I don't like it. And I don't know how a Democrat Party that has spent years literally looking people, whether they worked in the coal sector or they worked in natural gas or they worked in oil or they worked in banking. Because don't forget, people like Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, and Bernie Sanders went after them, too. Look them in the eye and say, we care about you. We care about your jobs. I don't know how you look at a guy who works on cars in the eye and tell them that when they've sat there and said, we know that there'll be less of you required to make electric vehicles, but we're going to move forward on these mandates anyway, even though a bunch of you are going to lose your jobs because, we got to do it. Sorry. And I don't know how you look women in the eye and say, we care about you, even though we're going to let a dude with a schwanz pretend he's a woman and compete against you and take away your gold trophy. But we care about you. We really do. See, I don't know how anybody is dumb enough to fall for that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I just, the people that fall for that amaze me. Like the people that get that, that scam email that says something like, well, we caught you being a very naughty person online. And if you don't give us $10,000 in Bitcoin, I get this every now and then, this email. We're going to tell your wife, your colleagues, we're going to post all these pictures and movies of you. And I just write back every time and I go, would you please, I'll give you the 10,000 in Bitcoin if you give me the list of all the people that fall for this scam. I just want to know who they are. I want to know who's dumb enough to fall for this. I want to know who's dumb enough to think the Democrat Party in this day and age gives a damn about you in whatever job you do. Like you're a cop. The Democrat Party for years went about screaming how we should defund you and take away your job. Now they're going to pretend like they care. Stop. Like, you got a long way to go here to convince anybody that you give a damn about them and that you're not just reading scripted talking points that came from some highly overpaid consultant at your luxury retreats in the mountains where you're spending $20 million for people to come together and have, I imagine, the finest organic vegan food anywhere to sit around and lament your party's problems. And instead of actually looking at your party's problems, just blame it all on Donald Trump and how stupid all these white guys are and increasingly black guys, too. And all these Latino guys who keep voting for the guy. And all these suburban women who fell for it and voted for him, too. And all these young people who also fell for it and voted for him, too. I mean, how dumb are these people, right? So you sit there and you put up a slideshow and a PowerPoint. You're like, look at this data. This data tells us we actually should be doubling down on things like Pride Month. Really? Your data showing you that? Oh, yeah. No, that's what we should do. And we should double down on making sure that nobody is misgendered. That's the pathway to victory. And I know this because I surveyed 1,000 people across the country, and that's what they told me. And if I'm in the room, I turn around and I go, and you actually think that that data, that's more scientific than looking at the results of the 2024 election when Trump won every single swing state, the national vote, the electoral college vote, on literally the opposite of everything you're saying. You don't think it's better to look at that data than look at your data, which says that you guys are doing everything right and then you're not doing anything wrong, that everything's fine. The problem is us. The problem is just that all those MAGA people out there, just dummies, can't figure out just how terrible Trump is. So you got guys like Rahm Emanuel, the old Chicago mob boss, who comes out and says the Democrat Party is woke and it's weak and we got to just basically tear it up and start all over. Yeah, I don't disagree, Ron, but the problem for you is that your party has let in such a virus of progressive kooks, and they all vote in your primaries, and I don't know how you get rid of them. I really don't. I don't know what you do about that problem. You didn't have that problem in 1992 when Bill Clinton was able to get the nomination. You didn't have that problem in 2008 when Barack Obama got the nomination, but you have the problem now. And I don't know how you get around that fact, because unless you kick all of them out, but you can't do that because they're registered Democrats, unless you just decide that we're not going to have primaries anymore. And you're pretty much close to doing that anyway. You're just going to have to keep rigging the process. You're probably going to have to just rig the process, honestly, which means that in 2028, you'll have to figure out who you think is the most likely person to win. And then control the process from start to finish so that that person gets the nomination, just like you did with Joe Biden in 2020 and Hillary Clinton in 2016. And hope that you get it right and hope that you don't have somebody who comes along who actually knows how to speak to people because they're just speaking directly to people, not based on polls, not based on data, but just based on the fact that like Trump spent his whole career around guys who were working in those professions, building things like construction guys. You know, building casinos and golf courses, and he golfs with these people, and he hangs out with guys, and he hangs out in locker rooms. He hangs out with other alpha males.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
And he knows how they talk. And he gets it. And he knows how to talk to them because he's spent his life around them. I mean, if you have it, it's like there was a saying a buddy of mine used to have, and I'm sure it's not an original thought necessarily, but it was like guys who can't take chop busting, for example. Like busting chops among friends, something we do on this show all the time, that is a lost art, and people love doing it. But if guys who can't take it, the old saying is, well, he never spent any time in a locker room, because when you're in the locker room with your buddies, it's can get a little brutal sometimes, you know. And the Democrats went around screaming about bullying for years and years and years. And I'm not saying kids should get bullied or anything. I'm just saying that the truth of the matter is that there's a certain way guys talk to each other that no consultant at some lodge in Colorado with all his data points can be able to figure out and then convince Democrats how they can talk to guys like that. Those alphas in those various jobs, whether it's on an oil rig or whether it's in a coal mine or whether it's in a hedge fund, whatever it is. Yeah, you can't convince somebody how to sound like those people. You can tell them what to say to sound like those people. You can put it into AI and ask AI, hey, AI, how can I sound like how real alpha males talk? And they'll tell you, they'll give you talking points, script, but you'll come across sounding incredibly inauthentic. And at the heart of it is you'll still be selling them a message that they don't want to hear. Because eventually, once you get past the whole like bro code, whatever it is the left says that we use, which is nonsense, but you know, once you get past that, you're still stuck with the problem of trying to convince me to put down the cheeseburger for the good of the planet. And I'm not doing that. I'm eating my cheeseburger, period. And you're still going to try to tell me I can't have a gas car, and I'm driving a gas car. And you're still going to try to tell me how I have to put pronouns on my signature line, and I'm not putting pronouns on my signature line. In other words, even if you figure it out, using some Rosetta Stone translation service, how to speak to an alpha male, even if you crack that code and you're able to have a conversation with me, you're still going to try to sell me in all the same broken beta policies that have cost the Democrat Party the presidency for all these years. So good luck. And that's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.